Thank you, Chair. I don't know if this will help the discussion, but I hope that it will. So generally, when we're at this point, because we're making conclusions and recommendations about the working group, so this is conclusions and recommendations about the discussions that have been ongoing from the beginning of the session, that strictly on the 18th session of the working group. And I don't recall, and I think I missed about two presentations from previous speakers. This could have happened, but if we do not have a specific or dedicated discussion on issues surrounding Christianophobia, and then we come and raise it as part of the conclusions, it might be a little bit difficult to understand why it is suddenly becoming a concluding item on a working group that did not have a specific discussion on it at any point at all. So perhaps, while acknowledging that there could be Christianophobia, and we're not saying that there isn't, and we have GA language that shows that the UN has had the terminology before, for the sake of what we have discussed in this room for the past week and a half, we can just agree to limit the discussions, especially where we fail to find a compromise, to just go back to agreed language of the DDPA, because this is a terminology we're really honestly bringing at the very end of the working group session, and it's not an issue that we should still be discussing. If it had been an agenda item or had been noted by one of the speakers before or somebody else, then maybe it could be easier for us to try and figure out how to accommodate it best. But as it stands, I think we can just decide to leave it for now. We can always have it and discuss it at a different working group and then see to what extent we want to accommodate it. But I think for the sake of compromise and moving forward, maybe we just go back to the original paragraph 8, which was recalling the DDPA.